Genesis, chapter 17. And when Abram was 99, Yahweh appeared to Abram, and said to him, I am God Almighty, walk before me, and be perfect. And I will make my covenant between me and you, and will multiply you exceedingly. And Abram fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, As for me, look, my covenant is with you, and you will be the father of a multitude of nations. Neither will your name any more be called Abram, but your name will be Abraham, for the father of a multitude of nations I have made you. And I will make you exceedingly fruitful, and I will make nations of you, and kings will come out of you. And I will establish my covenant between me and you and your seed after you throughout their generations for an everlasting covenant, to be a God to you and to your seed after you. And I will give to you, and to your seed after you, the land of your sojournings, all the land of Canaan, for an everlasting possession, and I will be their God. And God said to Abraham, And as for you, you will keep my covenant, you, and your seed after you throughout their generations. This is my covenant, which you will keep, between me and you and your seed after you, every male among you will be circumcised. And you will be circumcised in the flesh of your foreskin, and it will be a token of a covenant between me and you. And he who is 8 days old will be circumcised among you, every male throughout your generations, he who is born in the house, or bought with silver of any foreigner who is not of your seed. He who is born in your house, and he who is bought with your silver, must surely be circumcised, and my covenant will be in your flesh for an everlasting covenant. And the uncircumcised male who is not circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin, that soul will be cut off from his people, he has broken my covenant. And God said to Abraham, As for Sarai your wife, you will not call her name Sarai, but Sarah will be her name. And I will bless her, and moreover I will give you a son of her, yes, I will bless her, and she will be a mother of nations, kings of peoples will be of her. Then Abraham fell on his face, and laughed, and said in his heart, Will a child be born to him who is 100 years old? And will Sarah, who is 90 years old, bear? And Abraham said to God, Oh that Ishmael might live before you. And God said, No, but Sarah your wife will bear you a son, and you will call his name Isaac, and I will establish my covenant with him as an everlasting covenant for his seed after him. And as for Ishmael, I have heard you, look, I have blessed him, and will make him fruitful, and will multiply him exceedingly, 12 princes he will beget, and I will make him a great nation. But my covenant I will establish with Isaac, whom Sarah will bear to you at this set time in the next year. And he left off talking with him, and God went up from Abraham. And Abraham took Ishmael his son, and all who were born in his house, and all who were bought with his silver, every male among the men of Abraham's house, and circumcised the flesh of their foreskin in the very same day, as God had said to him. And Abraham was 99, when he was circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin. And Ishmael his son was 13 years old, when he was circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin. In the very same day, Abraham was circumcised, and Ishmael his son. And all the men of his house, those born in the house, and those bought with silver of a foreigner, were circumcised with him.